But first, one of the main lawmakers behind Arizona's immigration enforcement law, SB 1070, is giving the state's attorney general 60 days to sue the Board of Regents, or he says he'll do it himself. Former State Senate President Russell Pierce wants AG Mark Brnovich to sue the regents over their policy allowing so-called Dreamers to pay less than out-of-state tuition costs. Pierce says a 2006 voter-approved law prohibits students not in the country legally from getting discounted rates.
I made it very clear. I want Attorney General Mark Brnovich to do his job first. And if he doesn't, then I will sue. I mean, you can't break the law. I'm a citizen. I pay taxes. It's millions of dollars of cost to me, illegal costs. Igor has to be held accountable. They're breaking the law.
Brnovich is already challenging the Maricopa Community College District's policy of offering in-state tuition to recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The State Court of Appeals recently struck that down, although the district has said it will appeal. With me to explain all of this is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services, who got a hold of the letter Pierce sent to Brnovich. And Howie, what exactly is Pierce asking for?
Well, starting with that 2006 voter-approved law that basically says people who are not in this country legally are not entitled to in-state tuition at community colleges and universities. Now, we know that the Maricopa Community Colleges said, well, we think Dreamers are in-state. They got a trial judge to approve. Then the regents followed suit and said, well, the trial judge feels that way, we'll do the same thing. As we all know, the Court of Appeals ruled otherwise, but the Board of Regents said, let's just keep the tuition where it is till the Supreme Court rules. Russell contends that the Court of Appeals ruling needs to be followed, that we can't leave in-state tuition in place. So what they've asked for through Judicial Watch is for Brnovich to do his duty and to sue the regents to stop in-state tuition. And then he's using as a backstop a little provision in state law that says if public officials don't act within 60 days of demand, the individual can sue as if he or she were the attorney general, and that's where we are.
Does it make a difference if Attorney General Brnovich sues the regents, given the fact that there is already a suit going on over the community college district's policy?
Well, long term, no. I mean, the courts will reach the same conclusion. But I think what he wants in the interim is an injunction so that in the fall semester coming up, that the regents will have to charge something other than in-state tuition. Now, for Russell, that's full out-of-state tuition, which is like $33,000 a year versus $10,000 ASU. Now, there's a question in there where the regents could charge what they believe is a non-subsidized rate of 150% of in-state tuition. That's a whole nother lawsuit waiting to happen.
Now, this issue has been going on for quite some time. Why did Senator Pierce choose to get involved in it right now?
Oh, I think he's been involved in it all along. He says that he talked to Mark Killian, who was the chairman of the Board of Regents back in 2015 when they first adopted the policy. And he said, Mark, this is illegal. You can't do it. Mark and the board obviously felt they could, at least based on the precedent from the trial judge's ruling. And what happened now is with this Court of Appeals ruling, you actually have three judges saying, no, Dreamers, those in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, are not technically legally present in the country and therefore are not entitled. And based on that, I think that Russell and Judicial Watch feel they've got a good case to at least try to enjoin the regents from their current policy.
Now, the new semester starts in a little over a month. Is Russell Pierce optimistic he could potentially get an injunction? He's given Brnovich 60 days to file a lawsuit. That's well into the new semester already.
Well, I think he's presuming that Brnovich, faced with this threat, will in fact go into court and seek at least a preliminary injunction. Now, when I called the Attorney General's office yesterday, I was essentially met with, well, we're looking at it and we'll get back to you. So whether Brnovich will feel he needs to do something remains to be seen, and you know, that'll develop in the next couple of days.
And what are the regents saying about this?
Well, the only regent I actually got to talk to yesterday, everyone else was kind of studying the letter, was Jay Hyler. And Hyler, you may remember, was the lone regent to vote last month after the Court of Appeals decision to go back to something other than in-state tuition. And Hyler, who was an attorney, said, look, we have a good, well-reasoned Court of Appeals decision, and it is at our own peril that we ignore the Court of Appeals and continue to do what we're doing. And so he said, look, I told you so.
Howie Fisher is Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
You're welcome.